Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. You can find today's program online on our website, which is www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live, all spelled out. Today's celebrant is Enrique Salvo, rector of the cathedral. Today he will be offering this Mass for the Jacobs family. Please now rise and sing our entrance hymn, which can be found in the online program or in the hymnals in front of you. When John baptized by Jordan's River.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Welcome everyone to St. Patrick's Cathedral and everyone that's joining us in this Holy Mass around the world. Let us begin by recalling our sins on this day of the baptism of the Lord and asking our Lord to grant us His peace, His mercy, and His forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who, when Christ had been baptized in the River Jordan, and as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, solemnly declared him your beloved Son, grant that your children by adoption, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, may always be well-pleasing to you, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one, with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from dungeons, those who live in darkness. The word of the Lord.
The Lord will bless his people with peace.
The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Give to the Lord, you sons of God. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory to
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak to those gathered in the house of Cornelius, saying, in truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word that he sent to the Israelites as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all, what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
was heard.
This is my son, listen to him. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
The people were filled with expectation. And all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today is the last day of the Christmas season, according to the liturgical calendar. And we always end it with the great celebration of the baptism of our Lord, which, of course, it reminds us, as we just heard, how Jesus, the Son of God, who obviously did not need to be baptized, in all of humility came to his cousin, John the Baptist, to the River Jordan, to be baptized and to begin his public mission. So on this day, we celebrate not just the moment of his baptism, but the moment that Jesus came to heal us, to bring us the kingdom of God, to teach us, to die on the cross for us, to resurrect, and to bring us eternal life. And of course, his public mission shows us all that, which again tomorrow in ordinary time, we will go through all of the moments of his life. But always when something big and we celebrate something, one of the moments of the life of Jesus, it always, of course, affects us too. And I think Jesus would like us to focus on that as well. Because today we celebrate his baptism, but it's also a reminder that we too were baptized and what that means to us and how that affects us each and every moment of our lives for all of eternity. One of the things that we celebrate in Christmas that, of course, we have to always remember is that Jesus was born amongst us, became human, became one of us in our humanity so that he can bring us also his divinity. So the birth of Jesus is not just Jesus coming and teaching us about the kingdom of God and telling us how much we are loved by God. It's about sharing his divine life with us and with our souls and to make us children of God. And it all begins with baptism. And in baptism, of course, one of the most joyful of the sacraments, whether it's a baby, we baptize so many babies here in the Lady Chapel, it's always such a joyful event, or an adult, as we do in the vigil mass, and it's always such a joy to baptize and to bring new life into the soul of another Catholic. And so many things happen at the moment of our baptism. We are adopted as children of the Heavenly Father, which is our identity. We become Catholic with all the blessings and responsibilities that that brings. We are forgiven of all and purified of original sin. We, at that moment, are marked in our soul, if only we could see that, and one day we will, when we go to eternal life, an indelible mark that forever claims us as belonging to our Lord, to Jesus Christ. And it affects us not only in the moment that it happens. It doesn't affect us years ago when we were babies or whenever we were baptized. It's something that becomes who we are forever. So it's important for us to sometimes pay attention to what happened on that day because it's affecting us now. So I think something that would be helpful is to look through the ritual to the rite of baptism because, of course, it's filled with everything, with all the power that happens through the sacrament, and it reminds us what we what happened to us and who we are. So today I think it would be a good to summarize some of the ritual to remind us about how powerful the sacrament we received. So when we receive, this is for children, it's similar for adults, but this is the order of baptism for one child. And it begins with, at the beginning of the whole baptism, we have the parents and the godparents and the family. And of course, the church, at that moment, the church commits to always assisting in caring for this child throughout their lives in the faith, to teach, to guide, and of course to bring all of the sacraments that we need for holiness. Then we ask the parents and the godparents if they are willing to undertake the responsibility of helping the child grow in the faith. And of course, they must say yes to that. And the godparents, of course, are chosen to be special ones. But there is the entire family, which reminds us, first and foremost, that it all begins with the family of faith. And it reminds us that it takes a village to make us Catholic. Just beginning with, of course, the communion of saints, our ancestors that handed down the faith from generation to generation, everyone from the church to our parish priest to the sisters that taught us, and of course our family, our friends, our peers, all so many people have devoted their time and love to make us Catholic to begin with. And it's the only way that we can begin to become Catholic to begin with is through a lot of prayer and intercession and guidance, which reminds us that we must be grateful, but also that we also have the responsibility to continue to share our faith with others so that every generation is given this gift. Then, after everyone is agreed that they will care for this child in the faith, then everyone, we cross, beginning with the priest, but also the parents and godparents, the sign of the cross in the forehead of the child, reminding them that now they are to be sealed with the cross forever. Then we go on. Of course, we have the gospel. We have a little homily. We have the litany of saints, the intercession. But then the next part of the rite is the prayer of exorcism, which is not like an exorcism, like the exorcism are, but it's a type of, it's similar in the sense that at that moment we are praying to be purified from original sin. But also, it's a reminder that, yes, there is a battle between good and evil. And yes, evil does exist, but we are with the side of good. We belong to the conqueror of evil, Jesus Christ. And at that moment, the child or is anointed with the oil of catechumens, which at that moment is a reminder that now we belong to the good. Then we go on, and the next step is to bless the water. And it's a beautiful prayer when we bless the water, because it reminds us how God has used the water itself, his creation, the element of water, as a sign of new birth. And it goes through all the examples that we see throughout scriptures, beginning with the moment that the Holy Spirit went through the waters at the creation, at the flood, when everything was made new after the flood with Noah. And it reminds us how the water spread open in two in the Red Sea when Moses was leaving the Israelites out of slavery into a new life. It reminds us how Jesus was baptized, which is we celebrate today, and how water and blood gushed from his side. And it's a reminder that that water is going to be for us a new creation. So after the water is blessed, we go on to profess our faith and to renounce sin. And that's something that, of course, if you're here any Easter Sunday, in the Easter Vigil, throughout the Easter season, we always renew our baptismal vows. And as a matter of fact, we sprinkle with water everyone that is in the church, reminding us that we are to renew always, even though it's only once, we renew what we are committed to. But also, in this moment, it's a reminder that we're also renouncing sin and renouncing evil, which is part of being God, a child of God. And at the moment of the baptism of a child, something important is that we are lending the faith to the child, our own faith, with the intention that one day we will teach the child. And then when they come to confirmation, which is another sacrament, but it's linked to baptism in a very powerful way, they can say for themselves, yes, this is who I am. I want to live my life filled with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of God's love. And then after that is the moment that we baptize the child as Jesus commanded, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And from that moment, there is an indelible mark in that child's soul, which we all have, which forever and for all of eternity makes us children of God, which is our identity. And something beautiful that happens then is that if we pay attention to the ritual of the baptism, throughout the ritual, at the beginning, up until the moment that the baptism happens, the priest is or the deacon is talking directly to the parents and the godparents about the child. But from the moment that the water is poured on the child's head and they are baptized, the entire focus changes. And now we talk directly to the child. We are talking to the child because now they are Catholic. And we're not talking about them, we're talking to them. And so everything shifts. And the first thing that we do after they're baptized is that we anoint them with the chrism oil, which is an oil that is blessed at the chrism mass in Holy Week, and it's an oil that has been used for millennia from ancient times to anoint priests and prophets and kings. And that happens in the crown of the head of the child, because at that moment now the child lives as part of the of who Jesus is. We are now belonging to Jesus Christ, and so we too share in his priesthood, in him as prophet, in him as king. We share in his priesthood, of course, fully when we were ordained the priesthood, but we all share in his priesthood in the sense that we can all intercede for one another. We can all pray. We can all have a relationship with God and have communication with God as we should. We all share in his is in Christ as prophet because, of course, we all are invited to learn what from good, from evil, to learn the gospel, to learn the commandments, to learn the messages of the kingdom of God, and to teach one another, and to be messengers of that as a prophet. And of course, we all are part of the kingship of Jesus Christ, because now, as baptized, we too are sons and daughters of God, making us all princesses and princesses in our lives, which is our identity. Therefore, we too are anointed with the same oil that for centuries of old has been used to anoint priests, prophets, and kings. Then we tell the child that they're wearing always a white garment, that they have become a new creation. And that white garment is a sign to them of their Christian dignity. And we tell them that with your family and friends to help you by word and example to bring it unstained to eternal life. And then after that comes the candle, which is the Paschal candle. Something extremely beautiful with the Paschal candle that, of course, is with the first thing that comes in on the Easter Vigil when the entire church is filled in darkness. And the only light that comes in represents the light of the resurrection is the Paschal candle. And then from that light, we all have little taper candles in our hands. And then from that light, it grows and grows and grows, which is how the light of Christ should happen. We have it and we share it and we share it and it grows and it grows, and each one of us are responsible for being a child of the light, and that is a reminder of that. But one beautiful thing too about the Paschal candle is that there's only two times that it's placed for us as individuals within the church. It's placed out in the sanctuary throughout the Easter season. But for us as individuals, it's only twice in our lives that we will have the Paschal candle for us. And it's at the moment of our baptism, and then it's going to be the day of our funeral. Because it reminds us, we begin life with the light of Christ, and then we go on to eternal life with the light of Christ. And that same light of Christ, that light of the Holy Spirit, will have guided us throughout our life, whether it was short, whether it was long, whatever happened. We always had the light of Christ in our souls, and we want to shine it brightly with that light, which is what that prayer is all about. And then finally, we do the prayer of the Ephphatha, which is the prayer that Jesus would do to heal the deaf and the mute, but it's a spiritual one. So we do the sign of the cross and the child's little ears and mouth, but it's a spiritual in the sense that it's to open up our ears and to open up our mouths so that we can hear the words, the God's word, and then proclaim it to one another. And after that, we are baptized. And that is who we are. And let's think about that. What happened that day is going to be something that is forever. And that is who we are. When they ask us, what sometimes we ask where we're from, how old we are, anything, and we take all these demographics to try to make the identity of the person. The real identity that we all are is sons and daughters of God. And it all happened in our baptism because Jesus Christ came to bring us the divinity that we need to have his light, his Holy Spirit, his love in our souls here in this life and for all of eternity. So on this day, to truly celebrate the baptism of our Lord and to show our love for him and our gratitude, let us also be grateful for our own baptism and to never forget that we were giving this gift for all of the ages. God bless you.
And now, let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now let us ask our Heavenly Father to help us with all of our needs.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among and within nations, and for those suffering in war-torn lands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all baptized persons, that they come to share more completely in the life of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those experiencing loss of life or home or workplace in the recent fires, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
And yes, let's continue to pray for the people of Los Angeles, that the fires may be quenched, that they, all those who have lost their homes and livelihoods, that they may receive all the help that they need and to receive every solace from our Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us so much that you have sent Jesus Christ into the world to bring us your love and to make us sharers in your divinity. We ask you to always remind us who we are as your children and to help us live according to your will and to help us with all of our needs, which we present to you each day in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Holy Deus, 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 Deus
Pray, brothers and sisters, that this my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, the offerings we have brought to honor the revealing of your beloved Son, so that the oblation of your faithful may be transformed into the sacrifice of him who willed in his compassion to wash away the sins of the world, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the waters of the Jordan, you revealed with signs and wonders a new baptism, so that through the voice that came down from heaven, we might come to believe in your word dwelling among us. And by the Spirit's descending in the likeness of a dove, we might know that Christ, your servant, has been anointed with the oil of gladness and sent to bring the good news to the poor. And so, with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth and before your majesty, without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, Saint Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, so that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
With your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of Christ's peace.
Peace. Padre.
Amen.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing our communion hymn, which can be found in the Blue St. Michael's Hymnal. It's hymn number 691, Of the Father's Love Begotten.
us pray. Nourished with these sacred gifts, we humbly entreat your mercy, O Lord, that faithfully listening to your only begotten Son, we may be your children in name and in truth through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing our recessional hymn, which is also in the blue St. Michael's hymnal. Hymn number 554, Hail to the Lord's Anointed.
Hail to the Lord's Anointed.